Good morning, Mr. Depp.
Good morning.
Yesterday, you told us a little bit about the beginning of your relationship with Ms. Heard. When did Ms. Heard's behavior towards you begin to change?
I believe, as I said yesterday, there was a hint of something with the having to do with the boots coming off and breaking routine. Her attitude, her the way that she would begin to speak to me, things started coming up, and it was, I was suddenly just wrong about everything. I made a statement about something that I had been familiar with, for example, in my work that I'd been chopping away at for a good 30-some years, I was suddenly wrong. And then beyond that, if you tried to explain yourself and correct the problem, the misunderstanding, it would then begin to heighten as Ms. Heard was unable to be wrong. It just didn't happen. She couldn't be wrong. So these little digs, it would commence with sort of demeaning, name-calling, berated, sort of to be made a fool of, and those would escalate into a full-scale argument. And in the beginning, as one does, one sticks up for oneself in a debate, as it were, or an argument over something to try to prove the point. But when it escalates, and then it's hard to explain, but the argument would start here, and then it would roll around and become this circular thing of its own. So you get back to the beginning, essentially, of the argument. Now it's heightened even more, but it's still circular, and there's no way in or out. If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in. It was a sort of a rapid fire, sort of endless parade of insults and looking at me like I was a fool, and I just couldn't. I was having difficulty in my mind, of course, and in my heart, dealing with that sort of barrage. And part of that is I was confused as to the fact that whatever her age was at the time of these various arguments, she was mid-20s to late-20s and into 30s. I couldn't understand how I had somehow gotten, arrived at where I'd arrived from where I came from in the beginning of my life, and worked for 30 plus years doing these things. It was astounding how wrong I was about everything that I've experienced within the movie, within the film industry, or within, well, in just life itself. No, I was sort of not allowed to be right, not allowed to have a voice. So at a certain point, when what enters your mind is, you start to slowly realize that you are in a relationship with your mother, in a sense. And I know that that sounds perverse and obtuse, but the fact is that some people search for weaknesses in people. That is to say, sensitivities. And when you've told that person your life and what you've lived through, and what you've been through, just as happens in relationships, the more that became ammunition for Ms. Hurd to either verbally decimate me or to send me into a kind of tailspin of confusion and depression and it's not a happy day, it's not a happy week, it's not a happy month when you're constantly being told how wrong you are about this or that, what an idiot you are, or anything. It increased, and it became an endless. It became an endless circle. Like, so as it escalated and continued to escalate, I went straight to what I had learned as a youth, which was to remove myself from the situation so that it couldn't continue, because there's only so much your ears can hear and never forget. So I would remove myself from the situation, as I'd done as a youth, as much as possible. Because I certainly didn't believe that there was any need for these various subjects or arguments to come up and travel the distance that they did so very quickly, to ramp up so fast. It was like you were pinned to a wall and had to just listen to it and take it. So I found the only way to find any sort of peace was to try to walk away. If she didn't allow me to walk away, there were times when I would just go and lock myself in, the bathroom or anywhere that she couldn't get into. And that happened constantly over the years.
What would happen when the fights would escalate, other than going and hiding in the bathroom?
I'm sorry? What would happen? Well, if they continued to escalate, if I continued to try to present my version or my side of the story, when you're approached when you're approached with such anger and hatred. It seemed like pure hatred for me. If I stayed to argue that, eventually I was sure that it was going to escalate into violence, and oftentimes it did. Many times it did.
And when you say violence, what are you referring to specifically?